Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carol Rash up Old Boatway. Good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, Levon.
Well, you know, I'm sure that a few of our listeners today have attended a country school, and we're going to talk about the Rural School Museum that you have in Otebolt. Get us started on that. How is it a school that was there? Where is it located? Give us some background about the school museum.
Okay, well, it was a country school out in the country north of Otebolt, about 4 miles north and 1 mile east in Richland Township. And it was started as a school before this building was built in one of the family homes.
Uh-huh, yes.
And then this building was built in 1883, and it serves the Richland Township area of 4 square miles around it till 1951, when it closed for classes and sent the children to Otebolt.
And, you know, that doesn't sound so really very long ago. Some people, that's ancient history, but 1951, that's not that many years ago.
Not that many years ago. And it remained on the school acre for another 8 years and served as a community center and a 4-H meeting building until 1959, when the district decided to sell the building and the belongings. And so the farmer on the place that I live on now purchased the building and moved it down the road a half mile to use as a livestock building. He farrowed pigs in it.
That's happened to a lot of our schoolhouses.
Yeah. And when my family moved to this farm in 1983, my boys used it for a sheep lambing barn. So after my boys left the farm and started their own careers, it stood empty, and we were using it as storage at the time that some interested folks looked at it and said, you know, this building hasn't really changed all that much. I wonder if we can revive the building and move it to town.
And, you know, when you look at the picture, because I have a picture here of it, it's almost unbelievable that, you know, first of all, it was built when it was built, and then it's housed lots of children and lots of pigs and lots of sheep, and then stood empty, which all is deteriorating for many buildings. So it must have been a really good building to start with.
It was. It had lost a few of the foundational kinds of siding pieces. The mover cut the floor off and moved the structure to town, to Otebolt. And with the good graces of the city council, it looked pretty rough for a while, as you noted. But we did have new siding on it within a year, and new windows and a new roof. And when we showed it off at our first creek days in 2012, it was just the studs clear to the peak of the roof. And everybody was just amazed at the old wood, the 1883 wood, and how beautifully that building was built.
Mm-hmm.
And so the majority of the structure itself is original wood and original structure.
And a bit different shape. The entrance is a bit different than I think of. You know, many schoolhouses are kind of just flat in front. You just went in the front door. Yours has like almost a little entryway on it.
Yes. This was our curator, Sandy Kessler Host, has written about schoolhouses and says that this is a first generation type structure that has the entry room. And the dry sink was housed there. It was basically the cloakroom. If their shoes or boots were wet, that's where those sat. The water crock was there, and as the children entered, then there was the warm room for the stove and the school desk.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned in 2012, this was just an empty to the studs building, and now it houses a great collection.
It does.
What progress? Tell us a bit about some of the kind of unusual and special things that are in the building.
Well, we have a number of things that were used in this particular building. Thanks to the Kessler family that was next door, they had the benefit of having an old house and the newer house, and when things were retired from the school building, they moved to the Kessler second home, the storage house. And so we have some original, the original reed pump organ. We have an original hand crank Columbia record player. We have the smaller kerosene heating stove that the teacher would have personally used. We have two double student desks that were originally used in that school building. So we have a number of those things. But we have 1,000 artifacts or items that you would find in country schools through from 1883 to 1951. Mm-hmm. It's kind of our time frame.
I'm guessing and there's then, globes and
yes,
maps.
Yes, we have a hanging globe, and we have a desk model globe, and we have the cursive letters above the blackboard. Mm-hmm. The slate is original to this building. It moved with the building.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we can, and then we have borrowed or been loaned from other school buildings, the corner cabinet that housed the library and a number of items. We have a real variety of student desks. We have the single ones. We have the sized ones. We have a lot of things that much more than what a school building would
yes.
have had at
yes.
the time of teaching.
Yes. And, you know, I'm sure you know, Carol, that there are a number of these schoolhouses around the area. There's one, for instance, in Messina in Cass County, and I know that there are some scattered around. And actually, there's one in our city park in Atlantic. But they vary a great deal in their collections and how they've been kept and that sort of thing. So, you know, if you're interested at all in schoolhouses, I think it's worth a trip to Audubon to see your special school. What are the hours, Carol?
We are open on Wednesdays from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we are open Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 4 okay. in the afternoons. And then if folks are wanting to visit us other times, all they need to do is give the phone number a call that we mm-hmm. have on our website.
Okay, and I'm thinking if you just search probably Iowa Rural Schools, it's going to come up real easily.
Yes. And then we also have a website for our city that has our information
okay.
on as well.
So if you put in Audubon.
Audubon.net.
Okay, excellent. Now, Carol, why do you think we have tried to preserve these? Why do people like to go visit them? How important is rural school system to Iowa?
Well, we are hoping that we can pass the information along to people that Iowa was kind of unusual in its settlement in that for the first number of years it was settled along the Mississippi River, but that was kind of the extent of it because of our long prairie grass area up here in the western two-thirds of Iowa. And until John Deere perfected a steel moldboard plow, it was just not possible to consider even producing any crop out in this area. And the railroad bought a great number of acres in Iowa, and once they decided where their lines were going, offered this rural land for a bargain price of $5-6 an acre. And actually, together with Iowa's government, the railroad in Iowa produced advertisement in various languages and sent this to Europe, trying to entice the Europeans to immigrate to Iowa and farm in land that was very similar to theirs. And produced this advertisement in their languages. And so in that time frame, there was just a great influx of immigrants into Iowa in such a short amount of time. And homesteading happened very quickly. A lot of times in Richland Township, number one, is the school district, was real representative of that, mm-hmm. that where a lot of the settlers were family.
Mm-hmm.
And had settled in Indiana at the time. And then when the gentleman came out here and said, it's wonderful land, you all come, As soon as we get a house built, the move was on.
And families so come, and then children have are there, and then
the children,
thank
and
goodness
that education.
Yeah,
was
education.
Important.
Yes, thank goodness it was, because it started a whole system, and there's much more to know about the whole Iowa system and about schools. So we want to thank you very much, Carol Rash, for visiting with us and informing us about the museum, the Iowa Rural Schools Museum, that's located in Otobolt, and I know you invite people to come and see it.
Definitely.
Okay.
Open from Memorial Day through October.
All right. Great. Nice trip to make. Until next time, here's the thought. An education isn't how much you have committed to memory or even how much you know. It's being able to differentiate between what you do know and what you don't.